The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Greetings to you and welcome. My name is Brant and Sherry is here. I've met a lot of people last few days who listen to the show, and they almost universally say, I didn't understand at first. Mm-hmm. I heard the lady laughing.
Yeah.
I didn't get you. I didn't know what was going on, but now we love it.
So, well, that's nice.
Just want to say that if you're at that initial stage where you're like, I don't understand, that's fine. Totally get it. Please bear with it. And just like sometimes new friends, you think, well, at first I had this impression and then you fight through it. So
that's what we want, to be friends.
Bam. So thank you for listening. We're glad you're here. If you are a little bit of a spiritual misfit, you are among friends. Here's what I mean by this. I just spoke to a huge group of college students at a college. It's where a lot of the students
who go to college are.
Yeah, they usually collect around the colleges.
It's inexplicable.
So I was at this college, right? And what happened was these students, and they were college students, were there. Anyway, right. So I talked about some stuff at their main arena or whatever, and then we did like a late night session at the library, and they said, well, you know, maybe 10, 15, 20 kids will show up. But I told them when I was speaking in the big group, like, hey, gonna talk tonight at the library, just optional thing in the library lobby.
Okay.
About what if you don't feel God around? Like other people do, right? What if you don't? So we'll be talking about that tonight. It was slammed with people.
Oh, that's awesome.
Standing room only. Slam. And it wasn't because of me. It's because there's so many of the students that were wondering about the same thing. Like, does God still love me? Have I done something wrong? Because we're so we get to be so emotion-based. And it's so nice to tell people, like, he is good. He hasn't gone anywhere. He loves you. Your emotions can't be trusted.
You just told a story about speaking to college students. You were in the auditorium. And then that night, you were doing, like, a special library.
Late night with Brant at the library.
Did you ever, in your wildest dreams, because you were what? Tell me your title again.
When I was
you were
president of the Illinois Student Librarians Association. That's for the entire state.
And how old were you when you achieved that?
16.
16. Uh-huh. Which was a notable achievement
Thank you.
And I'm sure all of your peers appreciated
it.
But never did you think later in life you'd be holding this type of forum.
I was amped to be in the library. And they had a microfiche closet where they kept microfiche. Microfiche. They're like little slides of data, tiny data that you can pull out, and through a viewer you can call up artifacts like historical documents and whatnot.
How did you contain yourself?
I couldn't. And the librarian there was like, I've never seen someone so excited to see our microfiche collection. Like, you don't understand. I love libraries a lot. Huh. This is something they're doing for Valentine's Day. It's something you do if it's somebody you've broken up with. I don't quite understand this. Anyway, Wildlife Rehab Center will put your ex's name on a salmon and feed it to a bear. I don't understand that. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I seriously don't. Like, what's a... Why
well,
would,
you're watching how does that? Someone that perhaps you have bad feelings towards now or...
So their name's on... I would consider it... I'm not kidding.
Okay.
It'd be kind of an honor to have my name on a salmon.
If it's, you would be okay with someone saying, I can't stand Brant, put his name on that salmon and let the bear devour
it. If someone
it.
Was thinking enough of me to be like, you know what I want to do to Brant? I want to put his name on a salmon.
Okay.
And then a bear gets nutrition out of it.
Okay.
Maybe it's a mom bear.
I'm just going to suggest that perhaps you're in the minority on that
front. I don't understand where they're coming from here. Yeah, we were talking about this Valentine's Day thing. I don't get it. I don't understand where these people are coming from at all. It makes no sense.
I know.
What they're doing here.
Because you've never had an ex.
I have no exes.
You
That's
have no
correct.
Exes. Your first girlfriend is your wife for many years now.
Yeah.
And you've never been an ex because your first girlfriend was your
No
wife.
One has ever broken up with me.
And you've never broken up with anybody.
Right. But I
so
still
you don't understand the sentiment.
Why would this not be a total honor? Here's the idea. We were just talking about this. They'll put your name for Valentine's Day, your ex's name, on a salmon, and then they'll feed it to a bear named Cody or Yak.
Yes.
So
and to make sure
I
we
would
understand,
consider that an honor.
Cody and Yak don't have a scarf on with a knife and fork. Just watching them rip this fish apart.
Okay, you're right.
We'll play. Now, again, if people are doing this, I would suggest some level of counseling. However, I unfortunately understand the sentiment.
You get sent an individualized photo of your named fish, a photo of the bear's...
ripping it to shreds. You get it now?
I sort of understand. No, I still think it's an honor to have my name on a salmon, but I get it.
Thank you to Fellowship Home Loans for sponsoring our podcast. Their phone number, if you're interested in refinancing your house or buying a house or whatever, they're awesome to talk to. Mike and Brian. Talk to Mike or Brian. They're great. Anyway, phone number is 800-804-SAVE if you're interested. They started filing into the arena. This was a few days ago. Mm-hmm. I was there to speak to a group of high schoolers. I spoke to college students one day, the next day in the same arena. It's like the basketball arena. It was full of college students. I don't know, about 1,200, 1,400 college students they have. And then in the main floor, they reserve space for high school students from public high schoolers who have disabilities.
Oh, wow.
And they came in by the busload, and they actually came in late because of snow conditions. Mm-hmm. This was at Grace College. And as they came in, what was neat is they came through the tunnel. Mm-hmm. And so the crowd was able to go crazy, like, because they're coming in. They're announcing awesome. This high school is coming in. I wasn't even planning it. It was so neat. And you know what I love talking about? Because this was to public school students, so I had to understand and be aware of that. Mm-hmm. But I got to talk about the kingdom of God and explain to them, like, hey, I'm a Christian, so this is where I'm coming from. But my understanding of the kingdom of God is that things get switched upside down. And you'd be surprised the people that he actually chooses to use, they're not the ones that everybody else thought, including David. Mm. Where everybody thinks, oh, he's really strong, that guy in the Bible. No. He was the runt of the litter. And I always use Moses as an example. We think he's ripped from, you know, he's this big muscular guy from Charlton Heston in the movie. No, Charlton Heston was 35 or whatever. Moses was 80 when God chose him. God chooses people you don't expect. I'd love being able to talk about the real nature of the kingdom with people like that.
So embarrassed.
Why?
Well, he had a big, giant show the other night. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about it yesterday, the Oscars.
Oh, we've been missing. You know what? This has not been a good awards ceremony season for us.
We keep missing them.
We have not been on top of it at all, huh?
Did you watch it?
No.
I didn't either.
Right. That's what I mean.
But it's our job as radio people.
I know.
To
that's
be
why
hip
I'm saying
cool.
We haven't been doing well. We missed the Grammys, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then there were some.
Well, the problem is, here's the problem. Mm-hmm. I don't care. So that's really when you get the core issue. Is that,
well, that's
I don't.
The foundation. And it's hard to build a house on,
right?
Isn't
but
it?
Nothing against all the people who won them.
No,
God bless them and
yes.
won it all of
year
us.
Year after year. One, those
we
same
should just
people.
Give one giant 4,000 foot Oscar to everybody and just call it a day, and we'll be like, yeah.
Oh, we were just talking about the Oscars and stuff, and that was a big thing, but neither Sherry nor I watched it or particularly care about it, although God bless everybody with it. But we were thinking, like, the same people get prestige all the time, get applauded all the time. It's the same people, Golden Globes, you know, the Oscars, the whatever. It's the same people, literally, giving speeches. How about we honor people with different professions, not necessarily athletes or actors or whatever? So let's today honor people who are nurses. Mm-hmm. Let's do that, because you nurses don't get thanked enough. The reason this came up, Sherry, interactions.
Yes, my mother just had surgery, and watching the nurses tend to her, I cannot believe what nurses do for us.
Yep.
It's really borderline, and we don't deserve you. Like, I can't. I was just watching them tend to my mother so lovingly. Uh-huh. And why? This isn't your mother. I can understand if I was doing that, but this is the profession you chose.
Yep.
And so much care and so much concern. To take care of us, because that's what they're doing, is caring for us. I'm amazed by it. My cousin is a nurse. I've always been amazed by her and just the profession overall. Yeah, like I said, it's borderline, we don't deserve you.
Yeah, they have to care, and then not care so much that they're just completely incapacitated
right.
by emotion.
Yes.
But still be kind.
Yeah.
And still,
kind,
like,
concern,
people,
and action.
With people who are very rude in some cases, not
yes.
your mom talking
mm-hmm.
about, but, like, it just can happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, what Sherry said. Thank you. Thanks for doing your job. You deserve a round of applause, and we're happy to give it to you.
You know, Valentine's Day is coming up, and Valentine's is a very important time to... Oh, hang on a second! Oh, hey, wait, I've just been handed breaking
yeah,
animal
important
news.
Important things to say about Valentine's Day,
nope,
though.
Interrupted okay. by animals doing stuff out there. We break in with the animal news when it breaks out. This is Breaking Animal News. I'm Brant Hansen. According to the biology of its behavior about domestic cats, your cat loves boxes. Why? Why does your cat love a box?
Why?
You know, cats love boxes, right?
I mean, I did not know that. I don't have a cat. So.
All right, so
just taking your word on that.
First bit of news is your cat loves boxes. Second, why?
Uh-huh.
They say part of it is because they don't have good conflict resolution strategies.
Oh, my goodness.
This is actually a coping mechanism for conflict resolution. Well, Sherry, I'm with you. I don't buy this either.
Then why are you bringing it to
us? Because that's what they're saying. I just don't buy it.
Why are you not buying it?
Well, because I'm like, I don't see what domestic animal, like you can have an iguana in your house. I don't think it's like, well, my iguana, I'll tell you what, he knows how to resolve a conflict.
So you're opposing this.
He'll meet with you one-on-one, and then he will ask to bring in a mediator. Unlike my cat, it just runs into a box.
Well, we both are
trying to avoid conflict.
Opposing this, but for very different reasons.
Just being honest, everybody agrees on this across the political spectrum. We don't talk about politics on the show, and I'm not going to here, except to say that this is something everybody agrees on, and that is that everything's toxic right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely acidic, toxic political culture that we have. And not necessarily in every dealing you have with people. You go to the store or whatever, you're not going to have a political brawl, but just out there in the atmosphere. Well, thinking about this, if you want to have peace in your life, I would recommend highly, don't start your day by getting an injection of political diatribe.
Mm.
But that's kind of what the TV does to you. Like it's not even news necessarily. It's like, here's the political slant for the day. Do you really want to start your day? If you're looking for peace, is that going to be the first thing? I'm going to get started broiling into the toxic stew.
Because that's the way it is designed. And that's very important to know. It's designed to rile you up. It's not designed to calm you down.
It's not giving all the news. It's really, they've gone to basically, it's all the networks.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone to basically politics all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, you have to ask myself, you probably have to ask yourself, do I really want to start the day with this?
Mm.
And interesting about your brain. Yes, I've been studying your brain. It's true with everybody's brain. If you are doing any kind of money transaction, there's a part of your brain that may light up. It's the fear center. You're afraid of losing your money.
Hmm.
Like it could be a bad gamble, or you get something that doesn't turn out to be what you thought. But it's the fear center of the brain. It's very powerful in how we view our money. Fear is lighting up. And I was thinking about that because just how wonderful it is to actually trust God. That Lord is my shepherd. Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. And then it says, I lack nothing. Like, I really trust him with that. The fear thing starts to dissipate. The truth really does set you free. If it's God's truth, if it's about him, freedom from constant fear, knowing that, wait, he's my shepherd. I'm always going to be okay. My name is Brent. This show is rated G. That said, I'm still a shock jock. It's shocking because of the information that I convey.
Sure.
It's surprising, shocking.
I've been all of those things.
Including, I have some information here that is going to be shocking.
Okay.
To everyone. And this is the kind of thing, I share it because it causes you to buzz about it around the water cooler at work. And then they're like, where did you hear this? Oh, Brent Hansen said it.
I brought this up before, but I think shock should be organic. Okay. I don't think we should announce that we're going to shock you and then tell you what to do with that shock.
Okay, I'm now announcing I'm about to shock you, and then I'll tell you what to do with the shock. So here we go.
Got it.
You know how a lot of people are sick right now with different stuff?
Yeah.
A cough projects air at how fast? How fast do you think? Miles per hour.
I honestly don't know.
Just take a guess. How fast? Miles per hour.
190 miles an hour.
Okay, well, apparently then it's shockingly slow because it's actually 60 miles an hour. So that's kind of shocking, isn't it? Shockingly slow. 60 miles an hour, a little slower than
190,
which is what Sherry had said. It was still shocking. It just didn't go the direction I thought. It was still shocking, so please buzz about that. Hello, and welcome to our new feature, Dilemma Street. I'm Brant Hansen, out on the street of dilemmas with producer Sherry.
Okay.
I'm wearing a leather jacket.
Yeah.
And a white t-shirt.
I don't know how much we really need to paint the picture here.
Kind of like the Fonz.
Sure.
Out here. What are you wearing?
Fonz is great at dilemmas.
What are you wearing on the street?
Just regular clothes.
Regular clothes.
Yeah.
All right. We're on Dilemma Street wearing some regular clothes right now.
Right.
Here's the question. By the way, you can hit me at brant@branthanson.com. And here's the thing. Like, we may not solve your dilemma. We can at least kick it around like friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes
it really helps. I just did that this morning with my cousin/best friend. it was just a dilemma. She didn't necessarily have an answer.
Yeah.
It was just, we talked about it and I was like, yes, I feel better.
Yeah, so here we go. Dilemma Street. This is from Lisa. She says, first, Dilemma Street reminds me of Sesame Street. And now, okay, now the...
now that's out of the way. Just see, Mr. Snuffleupagus. Well, I'll tell you.
I'm trying to create this cool vibe. And then we're doing back to...
Sesame Street.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
All my life, I've been sort of a peacemaker in my family, Lisa writes. I'm the middle child and I have a calmer temperament. I'm very empathetic. I know now that intense situations or arguments or drama, my presence, I say it as humbly as I can, has an impact on situations that might have otherwise escalated. Mm. I understand the power of influence, but the dilemma comes because how can I internally gauge between knowing I have a form of influence versus feeling I have some element of control? I know it's an illusion. I don't know the future. I know God is in control, but with influence and the ability to be in tune with people, she's an INFJ, she says on the Myers-Briggs, how can I not feel a sense of duty and responsibility to be involved, whether friend drama, family drama, or otherwise? It just occurred to me, I'm sure Jesus is the best example to follow in this. I hope this makes sense. Thank you, Lisa. So it sounds like she's saying that she feels, she sees disagreement happening out there that doesn't necessarily have to do with her, knows that she has a gift to help broker agreement, understanding. So why wouldn't I insert myself into that situation? Does that sound right?
Yes. I am in touch with that idea.
Any thoughts on that? I have some, but...
Man.
Let me go first?
Yeah, you go first.
All right. Here's something I have to fight. And this is not an answer to the question. Messiah complex. Where it's like, people need me. This is awful over here. Well, what are they going to do without me? What if I walk away from the situation? Like, and then thinking everything will collapse without me. And... I'm big on personal responsibility, but there is a thing where like, well if God, I don't have to control everything. Like it's not everything can be dependent on me. And that can cause you anxiety a lot of times because you feel different situations all around you. Well, if I did this, if I spent more time with that, if I helped that person, if I helped that cause, there's 800 causes, there's 5,000 people, there's all these, like that can really be overwhelming.
Yeah.
So I would just like to throw that in the mix, that there is a pride that comes with that, that I've had to deal with too. Where it's like, not everything's just going to collapse because you're not there. And it's not all your circus. So just something to throw in there.
That's good.
Thanks. I don't know if that resolves anything, but.
I don't know if there is any resolution other than awareness of saying, for me, this has really, really been a struggle from, an awareness of a struggle. I haven't always struggled of inserting myself where no one asked.
Okay, right, right. I was just thinking about that.
I have really been. Yes, I've really been focused on that. No one, and the issue becomes because no one asked. When you do insert yourself, you're inserting yourself with some level of expectation. When that expectation is not met, then it causes an anxiety and a hostility but nobody asked you. And I think that I've really become aware of it just because I think that's something that God is dealing with me with because I just felt myself always inserting myself, trying to resolve situations that the two parties don't know, even haven't had a revelation that they need resolved. And here I come trying to bring people together. That's number one. Number two, in my little niece, the youngest one, you know how much she's like me. And so when I see my brother discipline her in certain ways, it resonates with me. And a lot of times she's constantly inserting herself entertainment wise everywhere. And he'll let it finish. And then he'll say, see how no one asked you? You see how everything you did was great, but see how no one said to you, could you do this? Could you say that? Could you dance here? Could you recite this poem? Could you do? And really saying, no one asked you for that, Sherry. Now, sometimes, you know, there is a problem, but a lot of times it's just me thinking I know best. I know what needs to happen here. And what this situation desperately needs is some me. Now, I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about her. I'm just talking about me and how I'm
kicking it around. But I love the idea there. And this has been a dilemma street. But let me finish with this. While the police are coming to take us off dilemma street, Lisa. But maybe a good rule of thumb, based on what Sherry was saying, is actually ask him.
Mm-hmm.
Ask a person, do you want my opinion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I've got some thoughts on this if you want it. Mm-hmm. If you don't, and then allow them to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a great way to start something too, because if people opt in, they're more apt to listen. Like, yes, I do want your opinion.
So true.
Okay. Rather than just saying, well, you need some me in here. And that's, we all struggle with this, Lisa. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it for one second. Well, with Valentine's Day coming up, it's also International Flirting Week.
Ooh.
Now, I don't participate in these weeks and days, mm-hmm. international, whatever. I just don't do it. And mm-hmm. this is really easy for me because I can't flirt, even with my wife.
You can't?
Oh, no.
With your wife?
No. Isn't
really?
That pathetic? It really is. I can't, and I don't pick up on it. She'll have to tell me I'm flirting. Oh. I mean, she's told me that a million times.
Really?
Very sweet.
Uh-huh.
But it's part of being on the spectrum, I think.
Right.
A lot of us don't pick up on stuff. Mm-hmm. And I can't do, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
But please know before I'm judged as a horrible husband, like I do say things that are things that she's like, she really likes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a flirt. It's like a...
These are true things.
Here's a true thing about you that's remarkable.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, so I just... It's a list of true things that I...
That you slide
observe.
Across the table to her written on a napkin.
He's really sweet on you. Look at the things that he observed.
This has been the Brandt and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.